AI News by Conjero.
Big headline to kick us off. Thinking machines just landed a multi-billion dollar Google Cloud, packed with access to NVIDIA GB300 chips. That vaults a startup into the same elite infra tier as the hyperscalers, and it came at Meta's expense this week.
That matters because access to top-tier silicon and cloud contracts shapes who can actually train and serve the biggest models. It's not just bragging rights, it changes economics, latency, and the competitive map for new entrants.
Switching gears to tooling. Comfy UI hit a $500 million valuation after a $30 million round. What started as an open-source, node-based creative workflow is now a platform bet that forces a debate about modularity and reproducibility.
For creators, that's huge, a real path to monetization and stability. But platformization also brings governance and moderation questions. Who certifies modules? Who shoulders liability when outputs are repurposed?
On the model side, OpenAI's GPT-5.5 news carried an odd message. They promise a faster cadence ahead, but the real technical signal is a shift toward architecture-driven improvements and tighter inference time tweaks.
That shifts the developer playbook. Optimization, latency budgets, and deployment stacks suddenly matter more than raw parameter counts. Expect tooling and compilers to become first-class product features.
Enterprise integration is getting agentic. Vicier and Amazon quick connected through the Model Context Protocol to blend live workforce analytics with enterprise knowledge into a single agent experience.
Practically, that looks like automated staffing recommendations, escalation workflows, and live compliance checks. The tricky parts will be access control, audit trails, and making decisions explainable for HR teams.
On the consumer side, Google's Gemini blew past generic tips. Its spring cleaning piece showed how multimodal AI can plan a home room by room, with schedules and live visual guidance baked into the flow.
That points toward continuous context-aware home assistance, but also tighter hardware integration, cameras, smart devices, and real-time object recognition. The convenience is clear, so are the trade-offs around in-home sensing.
Meanwhile, leadership and deal moves are sharpening a tooling stack fight. Apple's internal promotion to CEO-level product leadership and SpaceX's huge option on Cursor hint at strategic plays over developer UX and interface layers.
Whoever controls core developer workflows, from SDKs to code editors to model orchestration, will influence standards, default integrations, and the way apps are built. It's a leverage point as important as chips or cloud.
Look at the pattern. Infrastructure wins like thinking machines, platform bets like Comfy UI, and bold tooling plays like Cursor are all happening at once. This isn't isolated news. It's a coordinated recalibration across the stack.
We're also seeing industry moves toward composability. MCP-style integrations and node-based UIs make it easier to stitch systems together, but they raise questions about who maintains schemas, versioning, and operational SLAs.
There's regulatory and safety pressure too. Faster model cadences and more agentic integrations amplify the need for auditing, reproducibility, and governance. That will become a business requirement, not an afterthought.
For developers, the opening is practical. More differentiated infra choices, richer modular tooling, and enterprise-grade connectors mean opportunity for niche stack specialists and premium services.
Synthesis. These stories together mark a shift from a pure model race to a stack race. Control over silicon, orchestration, and developer experience will decide who captures value and who writes the operational rules.
That's our snapshot of the week. We'll keep tracking how these infrastructure deals, platform bets, and tooling moves reshape who builds what and how fast the rest of the market responds.
AI News by Conjero.